Before it is fired, a Block 3 Tomahawk cruise missile needs to spin its gyroscopes and set its guidance system. Over the next 15 months, the National Security Council geared up for an attack on bin Laden three times, and missiles were actually spun twice. Clinton was entirely ready to pull the trigger on the man responsible for the embassy bombings. The first time, the intelligence community received word about an elaborate camp pitched in the desert, replete with elegant tents, a small fleet of land cruisers, and a plane parked nearby. The collective feeling was bingo, it had to be bin Laden. Among the handful of people who knew about the intelligence, there was the excitement of an approaching moment of truth. But one more box had to be checked. A second confirmation was required to be certain about who owned the camp. After Al-Shifa, no one could face a real miss. The order to spin the missiles was held, while the CIA tried frantically to find out more about the camp. Eventually, word came back. The camp belonged not to bin Laden, but a group of wealthy Emiratis who had flown to Afghanistan for a hunting trip, a beloved pastime of Gulf Arabs. The subs were told to stand down. An air of jittery disbelief settled on the NSC. America's relationship with the Emiratis was the best it had in the Gulf, and the administration had devotedly cultivated Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nuhayan, the UAE's president and the leader of the country's royal clans. At the moment the Tomahawks were being readied, the United States was in the final stages of negotiations to sell 80 Block 60 F-16s, America's most sophisticated export fighter jets. The next time the missiles were spun, information had arrived that put bin Laden in one of his compounds in an eastern Afghan city. Again, his presence could not be confirmed, nor was there any way to know how long he would remain there. Since the 1998 missile attacks, bin Laden had rarely spent more than a night in any one place. After spinning, the Tomahawks required several hours to reach their destination, a long delay if you wanted to hit someone who moved so often. There was one more complication. The compound was near buildings that at any given time were likely to be filled with people. Briefing the principals on the operation, Defense Secretary William Cohen estimated that hundreds would die. The issue of civilian casualties was not the decisive one in this or any other deliberation on the use of force against bin Laden. But without greater certainty that bin Laden would be hit, collateral damage inevitably became a larger concern. The inability to get good intelligence on bin Laden's movements became a source of unremitting frustration.